And now it's time for Chesapeake Traditions Today.
My name's Rich Smoker. We are on the banks of the Big Animesic River in Marion Station, Maryland. And what do? I carve birds for a living.
My name's Larry Beecham, and I live close by in Pocomoke.
I wanted a rig of decoys to hunt with back when I was in high school, and I had no money. So we decided to make decoys, and we started making them in 1968, and we finished a rig of 20 decoys in 1969 for me to hunt with on the Susquehanna River, Pennsylvania. What solidified my career in doing this was coming to Salisbury, Maryland in 1971, I believe it was. We came down to the Ward Fall Exhibition, and it was held in October at the old Civic Center in Salisbury. And as soon as I walked in the door, I realized what I was going to do the rest of my life.
Well, I've always been a hunter, and I always envied people that could make their own decoys. I thought that was the neatest thing in the world, going back to how duck hunting got started, and they were made out of necessity, and they evolved over the year to become decorative.
I've seen the rise and fall of gunning decoys probably about three times. You know, they come to the forefront, and then it goes back into decoratives, and then it goes into smooth, real fancy birds, and then it goes back into hunting decoys. And right now we're in a hunting decoy phase again. Everybody's making them, and you know, it's healthy.
But I'm mostly interested in old hunting style decoys. So I never had any artistic ability that I knew of. I never thought I could do it, and then Rich talked me into trying it, and I took one of his classes and made out better than I expected. I still have all my fingers.
That's one thing I dearly love to do is teach. To utilize knowledge, you must be able to impart knowledge. I like starting out with the idea and then putting into fruition. You know, pulling out the files, the pictures, the books, and everything, and doing all the research on it. That means a lot.
Yes, with this apprentice program, I have a grandson now, 7 months old, and my goal is to carve him a whole rig of decoys that he can eventually hunt over and, you know, pass down through the family. And that's my main goal.
Oh, that's a great goal, too. Now, he's being modest, too, because he's made a lot of ducklings that he's given to family and friends, you know, for a birth in the family. And he's done that. He's very selfless. You know, he does a lot of these things behind the scenes. And I think that's one thing that's drawn me to Larry, is that he is so selfless. You know, he's always willing to help somebody, and no matter what it would be. I like to give him credit. He has opened a lot of things to my eyes. I was never a hunter of field animals, if you will. Deer, turkeys, you know, that was never my focus. My focus was always on waterfowl.
I've reached the stage in my life where I have as much fun sitting in the blind, talking with somebody, and observing what we're seeing. It's fun to watch nature, everything in nature, and how it reacts with other things. It's amazing.
He's opened my eyes to, you know, the wonders of deer hunting and turkey hunting, to the point now where, you know, I just love it. This is really a symbiotic relationship.
Chesapeake Traditions Today is produced by the Ward Museum of Wildfowl Art, Salisbury University, and the National Folk Festival, with support from Maryland Traditions and the National Council for the Traditional Arts, in collaboration with Delmarva Public Media.